W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Polls show a statistically tied race between former President Trump and Vice President Harris. She and other Democrats have focused the spotlight on the former president's campaign trail comments. New Hampshire's Republican Governor Chris Sununu tells ABC's This Week,
if Kamala Harris thinks that they're just repeating the crazy things Trump says is going to garner her those swing voters, that's not what they're going to the polls on. They've heard that. That's established. That's nothing new. Folks want to, you know, the real comparison is your life better than it was 4 years ago?
Today, the vice president will speak at black churches in Georgia. The former president is spending a second straight day in Pennsylvania. Documents have emerged online that reportedly show classified U.S. intelligence gathering on Israel's preparations to strike Iran. U.S. officials denied comment when contacted. And the investigations underway into the gangway collapse on a Georgia island that killed seven people. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The candidates for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin disagree over supporting Ukraine's defense against Russia. Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin and Republican challenger Eric Hovde debated Friday night. Baldwin supports the effort.
If Putin were allowed to run through Ukraine without our backing the Ukrainian troops, who's next? A NATO country? Poland? And that would mean U.S. boots on the ground.
Hovde says he's grown critical of the Ukrainian cause.
Well, I was supportive of Ukraine at first. The amounts of tens of billions of dollars that have gone to Ukraine that are not accountable causes great concern for me.
The race has tightened, and the outcome in Wisconsin could determine the balance of power in the entire U.S. Senate. Senator Baldwin's campaign has claimed Eric Hovde said older Americans should not vote. Here's Tricia Young with a Wisconsin Watch fact check.
A May 25th TV ad falsely claimed Eric Hovde said, quote, most seniors shouldn't vote, unquote, which he never stated. Hovde, running against U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin this November, discussed alleged voting irregularities in Wisconsin nursing homes during the 2020 election. He claimed most residents don't have the capacity to vote due to short life expectancy. However, many nursing home residents do vote, often with assistance. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers get the win at Northwestern. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers jumped out to a 14-0 lead and went on to defeat the Wildcats at Northwestern 23-3. Head coach Luke Fickle on what stood out in his team's performance.
Defensively, I thought we did a hell of a job. I thought the defensive guys interiorly really, really did a good job. They controlled the line of scrimmage. They limited the run game, which gave us opportunities to, you know, when we could get after the passer, to get after the passer a little bit more. It's nasty in there, and those guys had to take pride in what we were asking them to do.
The Badgers had good field position and a blocked field goal on special teams. What about the offense?
Interior offensive line wise, I think that it was a battle. I don't know that there was any domination, but I think the body blows that just happened over time in that game led to what it did in the second half.
Running back Tawee Walker rushed for 126 yards. Quarterback Braden Locke threw for a touchdown and ran for a score. The Badgers are now 5-2, and they host number 3 ranked Penn State next weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine for your Sunday and gusty southwest winds over 20 miles per hour. Highs of the upper 70s. Clear skies tonight. Lows will drop to the mid-50s. It stays on the breezy side. On Monday, sunny skies. Highs in the mid-70s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
The Todd Alba Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea, that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll find out what 9-year-old podcaster Beckett Kay's got to say about Sunday's game.
And we'll check in with Mike Pritzel and get an update on hurricane relief efforts in Florida.
Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
Dutchman was a phantom ship, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. 'Twas doomed to sail upon an endless trip, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. No crew and no skipper to guide her, she sailed on a right even keel. Old sea dogs would swear that the devil was there with his hand at the wheel. Hark to the tale, me lads, hark to a sailor's tale. The Flying Dutchman roamed the foamy seas, ahoy, 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 ahoy. From Madagascar to the East Indies, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. 'Tis said when a gale was a-blowing, the sea phantom hove into view. Then over the gale came the blood-curdling wail of the doomed phantom crew. Hark to a tale, me lads, hark to a sailor's tale. Was a happy craft, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. Until one stormy night the devil laughed, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. The skipper played dice with old Satan, his ship and his crew were the cost. He picked up the dice with his soul as his price, then he tossed and he lost. The Flying Dutchman was a phantom ship, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy. And to this day it sails an endless trip, ahoy, ahoy, ahoy.
This is John Frizzell, Ghost Ship, 2003. Music of the Stars, the legend of the Antonia Grazza. The Grazza sailed the seas and then vanished.
Jack Farrington. I fly the Arctic Weather Patrol. Last month, I was out in the middle of the strait when I came across this.
Congratulations. You found a boat in the middle of the ocean.
What do you think a ship like this could be worth?
Depends on if we have the right to salvage it. I do know one thing. Sea gives you an opportunity, you take it.
Yo, Murph, I think you should get up here.
It's an ocean liner.
It's the Antonia Grazza.
Any sign of what might have happened?
Nothing. No passengers. No crew. No captain. No mention of anything in the ship's log. What do you make of that?
A ghost ship.
I think I saw something I couldn't possibly have seen.
Trascini la nostra vita senza un attimo di respiro per sognare, per poter ricordare ciò che abbiamo già. Senza fine.
Se un attimo. Non hai ieri,
non hai domani. Tutto ormai nelle tue mani. Mani grandi. Fine. Non mi importa della luna, non mi importa delle stelle, tu per me sei luna e stelle, tu per me sei. Solo il cielo, tu per me sei tutto quanto voglio avere.
Ballate ufficiali, ballate!
Senza.
The legend of the Antonia Grazza on Ghost Ship. Great picture for the holiday. It is a holiday, isn't it? Monica Mancini. And Peggy Lee.
The night holds no fear for the lover, for one with a love of his own. The night holds no fear for the lover, so love me and be mine alone. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Be mine and we'll dream through the years. Darling, love me, come, be my all. Hurry, hurry, darling, love me. Soon the night will fall. Be mine, dear, and you will discover that night is for dreams, not for tears. The night holds no fear for the lover. Love me and we'll dream through the years. Ah, ah, ah.
Nelson Riddle with Linda Ronstadt. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You might discover
that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'll be true. But what's the good of scheming? I know I must be dreaming, 'cause I don't stand the ghost of a chance with you.
Nelson Riddle, Linda Ronstadt, 1981, from their album What's New. Bing had the hit on that originally. The music of James Horner. Casa Loma Band. Thank you.
Been away, but now I'm back.
Good evening, Mr. Torrance. It's good to see you.
It's good to be back, Lloyd.
Heard in The Shining, 1980.
Just gather round and I'll elucidate on what goes on outside when it gets late. Long about midnight, the ghosts and banshees, they get together for their nightly jamboree. There's things with horns and saucer eyes, some with fangs about this size.
Some are fat and some are thin.
And some don't even wear their skin.
Oh, I'm telling you, brother, it's a frightful sight to see what goes on Halloween night. When spooks have a midnight jamboree, they break it up with fiendish glee. Ghosts are bad, but the one that's cursed is the headless horseman. He's the worst.
That's why he's a fight on Halloween night.
But when he goes a jogging across the land, holding a noggin in his hand, demons take one look and groan, and they hit the road for parts unknown.
Beware, take care, he rides alone.
When there's no spook like Spookensburg,
they don't like him and he's really burned.
He swears to the longest day he's dead,
he'll show them that he can get ahead.
They say he's tired of his flaming top. He's got a yen to make a swap. So he rides one night each year to find a head in the hollow here.
Now he likes them little, he likes them big.
Or in the middle or awake.
Black or white or even red.
The headless horseman needs a head with a
hip, hip and a clippity-clap.
He's out looking for a chop-chop. So don't stop to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man. Now if you doubt this tale is so, I met that spook just a year ago. Now I didn't stop for a second look, but made for the bridge that spans the brook. But once you cross that bridge, my friend,
the ghost is through, his power ends.
So when you're riding home tonight, make for the bridge with all your might. He'll be down in the hollow there. He needs your head. Look out, beware!
With a hip, hip, and a clippity-clop, he's out looking for a head to swap. So don't try to figure out a plan. You can't reason with a headless man.
By the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we would like to turn the clock back to last Friday night and show you what happened when Jack and the rest of our gang went out and celebrated Halloween. The time, 7:30 Friday evening. The place, Jack's house in Beverly Hills. Take it away.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Rochester.
I just want to go where I can get dough.
Rochester, stop complaining in rhythm and help me get into my Halloween costume. The gang will be here any minute. Hand me those horns.
Here you are. Pardon the ignorance, boss, but what character are you struggling to convey?
My costume is very obvious. I've got on red underwear, a long tail, horns, and I'm carrying a pitchfork. Now, who am I?
The man from the finance company.
I am not. I'm the devil. Now, hand me that mirror.
Here you are.
Thanks. No, I don't like this effect. These darn horns keep slipping over to one side.
The horns are all right. It's your toupee that slips.
Something wrong there. I don't know why I picked out a devil costume anyway. Of course, I bought this pair of horns. I should use them.
Why don't you put one of them on your nose and go as a rhinoceros?
No, I can't do that. Phil Harris is coming as Frank Buck, and he'd shoot me. He'd love the excuse. I wonder if this tail is too long here. See who's at the door, Rochester.
Yes, sir. Come in.
I could have done that myself.
Look at you, and suddenly something in your eyes I see. soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. You and your glance make this romance too hot to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light can't hold a candle to your razzle dazzle. You got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. Flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like a loon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Just when I think I'm free as a dove, old devil moon deep in your eyes blinds me with love. How it blinds.
Nelson Riddle, Francis Albert, Sinatra on Capitol Records.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, October 31st is just a few days away, and people throughout the United States now are preparing for the big day, which, of course, is Halloween. Now, you remember Halloween, don't you, Tommy?
Oh, yeah, boy, yeah. Do I remember Halloween.
Gee, you know, I remember Halloween when Mom would give me her great big old pillowcase, and I'd go out and get it all filled with candies and cookies and goodies and nickels. And
now I remember.
Big Newtons.
Now I remember Halloween, because Mom gave you... gave you a pillowcase for a lot of things to put in. She gave me a sock. A sock. You sure can't put much candy and stuff in a sock.
Well.
One banana and you're through for the whole thing. The whole sock.
Come on,
everybody. Fill up my brother's pillowcase with candy and money and toys and stuff and put a jelly bean in my crummy sock.
Don't put a banana in it because I can't get any jelly beans in
there. Come on. This is a happy holiday.
Well, I had tiny feet, too. Besides, those socks were your old socks. You wore them for a month. Mom
now
said,
wait.
Here, take these rotten, dirty socks. Put something in it. It's no fun only having a sock when you had a pillowcase.
Are you through?
Well, you
are you through? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Halloween is here once again, and for those of you who are not familiar with it, I would like to briefly go over the story, the history of Halloween, how it originated.
I'd like to briefly go over the story of Halloween and how it came around.
How come you always get to tell a story?
Do you know the story of Halloween? Do you know it?
Everybody knows the story.
Don't generalize, Tom. I said, do you know the story of Halloween?
You don't think I know anything.
Yes or no? Do you know it? Do you or don't you?
You
come
think
on.
You know it all just because Mom gave you a
okay,
pillowcase.
Okay. Okay, smart mouth. Tell the story of Halloween. Go ahead. Tell the people the story of Halloween. Be my guest.
I'm thirsty.
That's wonderful. I'm glad you're thirsty.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize how this holiday came about? When it all started? Why it exists? Well, we're about to tell you. It ain't no fairy tale, but it's grim.
Once upon a time in the long, long ago, man's courage was high, but his spirit was low.
People grew tired of all work and no play. They felt the need of a jolly holiday.
Then along came Christmas, along came Easter, along came 4th of July.
Then along came a man by the name of Berlin, who took every holiday that ever has been.
He wrote about Christmas.
He wrote about Easter.
He wrote about the 4th of July.
His mind was fertile and his pen was keen.
But he never wrote a word about Halloween.
Pumpkin pie in the sky. Children sing, children waltz.
Who gives a darn if your face is false?
Jump on your broom like a witch. Go and toss all your gloom in the ditch. Go out on the street for a trick or a treat.
You're a cinch to strike it rich.
Halloween, Halloween. All other holidays go.
The night of All Hallows, so light up the tallow and make it a bright Halloween.
Owls and bats, howls from cats, may scare the buttons right off your spats. We'll now go dramatic with ghosts from the attic and make it a bright Halloween.
The story of Halloween. By Tommy Smothers. The story of Halloween. Once upon a time, many years ago, on a rainy and windy night, there was an old haunted house. And in this haunted house, there lived a wonderful little boy. A boy who would wake up in the morning and see his shadow and know that spring was here. A boy who would walk a mile to return a penny.
Halloween.
And this boy would also split rails, and he never lied to anyone, not even the time that we all remember when he chopped down the cherry tree. And because of this, when the little boy's birthday came around each year, everyone in town would run out and search for colored eggs. And they'd get painted... And they give painted hearts and unleavened bread, which they would send to their... They send us their hearts and their unleavened bread to their girlfriends.
Yeah.
And they had matzo fun.
So it's a deal.
And then one day, when the fireworks were going off, everybody ran in their houses and had turkey dinner with cranberry sauce and stuffing. And
candy,
the war...
And
candy yams. And then the war ended.
Thank you.
Halloween. On this night full of frightful, delightful old spooks, it's Halloween.
I didn't mean to ring for my breakfast. I was just wondering who all those people were at the back door.
Wasn't anything. Just that nosy Mrs. Bates going on about your picture last night.
Oh, really? Did she like it? Oh, really? Did she like it?
She liked it.
I remember when it first came out, it had a tremendous reception. The critics described it as brilliant.
Do you remember what year you made that picture?
But of course. You must too, 1934, right after I did Moonglow.
I made a picture that year too.
Oh, yes. It was that comedy directed by Lloyd, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. It was a love story. The Longest Night. Martin McDonald said it was the best thing I ever did. They never even released it in the United States.
Feldman was very upset. He told me the company had a very bad year and they couldn't afford...
No, they didn't. They had a great year. They didn't want to show my film. They were too busy giving a big build-up to that crap you were turning out. I'll clean the cage.
Sorry, nothing until matinee tomorrow.
Lady, would you mind taking off your hat?
Thank you very much. Thank you. One final request, all right?
I've written a letter to Daddy.
All right. Thank you. I've written a letter to Daddy. Thank you very much. Well, what do we have here?
All for you.
Janie, isn't that a beautiful doll? Thank you, young man. That's a gorgeous doll. Folks, have you ever seen such a lovely doll? All right, children, thank you. Thank you. Now, folks, please, don't forget. There's a genuine Baby Jane doll waiting for each and every one of you right out in the foyer. All you have to do is to go out there and collect her. And kids, remember...
The Music of the Stars. Frank Duvall wrote this music. Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, and Victor Buono. Betty Davis, the Music of the Stars. That's Debbie Burton and Betty Davis, 1962. An American classic. And Frank Duvall's great music. Next week, our Halloween special on the Music of the Stars. Stand by for news. We'll be right back.
Rosemary.
Listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.